Talking a little bit more rugby league this morning. Dave Middleton joins us. We just spoke to Dave Stanley about the game tonight. South's Canterbury interest. What's going on? There's no one going to be at ANZ Stadium. That's the scary part about it.
TK said that the message hasn't got through for Des Hasler. The message hasn't got through for Michael McGuire. Well, it's going to get through for one of them tonight, you'd reckon.
Might be a draw. I hope it's not 0-0.
Yeah, well, look, South have probably shown a little bit more the last few weeks, haven't they? A little bit more fight and wanting to get some winning results before closing down for the season. And their effort against the Dragons last week to come back from a deficit and win at the cricket ground was a pretty good effort. And, you know, that young Campbell Graham on debut, schoolboy on debut, had a pretty interesting night, didn't he, at Sydney Cricket Ground.
That's a good
to make
story.
His NRL debut at the That's age of 18. Story. So, yeah, he did well. And so
during trials.
During his HSC trial. Yeah. So he's, he's probably enlivened the Rabbitohs a little bit. And, you know, they're wanting to end their season on a good note, whereas the Dogs, you just don't know what you're going to get, do you, from the Dogs?
Well, lack of tries, unfortunately. $1.60, the Rabbitohs, Bulldogs, $2.35. You're tipping?
I'm tipping South.
Yeah, South. What about the second game, mate? Parramatta, $1.13 up against Newcastle, $6. And without Clint Gutherson, their season just keeps on getting better and better.
Yeah, and did you realise that this is the first time these teams have played?
Not bagging Clint, by the way. I'm saying I thought maybe they'd struggle without him.
Well, the same with the Broncos and Andrew McCulloch. We thought they'd struggle, but they certainly didn't struggle last week. They've done really well in his absence, the Eels. Did you realise it's the first time these teams have played at ANZ Stadium since the 2001 Grand Final?
Is that right?
It's the only time they played there previously. That when the Knights they ambushed the
first
Eels.
First 40 minutes.
The Eels were just absolute specials, weren't they, that season to win the premiership, and then Andrew Johns came over the top in the first half and the Knights won the premiership, but I don't think the Knights will be winning at ANZ tomorrow night. I'm tipping Parramatta to continue. They've built momentum, aiming for seven straight.
Second game on Friday night sees the Broncos up against the Sharks. 300 games for Gal, played up in Brisbane. Can they lift for his 300th to start with? And the Sharkies need this to stay inside that top four.
It'll be an interesting game, won't it? And there's been a little bit of needle between the clubs over Jack Bird this week, who won't be playing. But, you know, some comments flying here and there. And not only Paul Gallen's 300th game, but he's trumped by Wayne Bennett, who's coaching his 600th game for
My
the Broncos.
Wow.
Can you believe that? But it's not only his 600th game for the Broncos, it's his 782nd game at top grade level.
Wow.
And that's not even counting Brisbane club footy when he was coaching up there and coached premiership teams. So he's well over the 1,000 mark, which is just a ridiculous figure when you consider. I think the Broncos can win this game. And I like the fact of Hunt, Nikarima and Milford, that their form last week. And what they could probably do in the middle if the Sharks forwards tire. And when Canberra got on a roll against the Sharks last Saturday night, geez, some of those Sharks forwards looked a little bit average and a little bit old. I might add, like they've got 334 or over forwards in their pack now. Luke Lewis turns 34 tomorrow. Paul Gallen, 35, and Chris Hyington, 35. It's the first time three 300 gamers have played in the same team. But if the little men can put some footwork on them, they might struggle to hold the Broncos. I'm going to tip Brisbane to win.
I'm tipping the upset.
Really?
Dead cat bounce. Maloney's back.
Maloney is back, yep.
Dragons $1.35 up against the Gold Coast, $3.20. This is a tumultuous week for the Gold Coast, and I guess you could use that word for St. George Illawarra as well after giving up 10 points in the final six minutes.
Yeah, I don't think Dead Cat's going to bounce here for the Titans. I think Dead Cat's gone. Dead Cat is...
Well, Neil Henry might be gone.
He's buried. Well, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? You know, reflecting what's happened with the Suns up there this week as well.
Yes.
Two coaches in one week.
The old Gold Coast curse.
The Dragons, they really have to win this game. There's too much to play for. You'd think that urgency will get them across the line. Titans have a good record when they play the Dragons at Cochrane. They've won three of their last four, but I think Dragons can win.
1v2, the Saturday game, the afternoon. Melbourne Storm up against the Roosters. Roosters, well, they've got to get a roll on as well, don't they? They've got to keep that, or they've got to regenerate that momentum going against what is just a consistent outfit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they've got reason to regenerate that momentum this week because they've got Boyd Cordner back and Jake Friend back as well, which is pretty significant. They're missing now only their lead goal kicker, Michael Gordon. Look, they've beaten the Storm once this season. That was without Origin reps. They won in Adelaide that Golden Point game, which is probably not a great pointer. At Amy Park, it's really hard to go past the Storm, and they just keep rolling on. They've got that cushion at the top of the competition, which could play with them a little bit. You know, they might take the foot off the accelerator to an extent, but and the Roosters, crucial for them to keep in top four contention, but I think Melbourne can win.
They get this, they pretty much seal the minor premiership.
If they do, they're 6 points clear.
Yeah.
And they really can't be beaten.
Penrith, $1.45. The North Queensland Cowboys, $2.75.
Yeah, what really surprised me last week about the Cowboys and what was a really good game against the Storm on the Friday night, they showed a lot of character and guts despite injuries. But at the end of the game, Paul Green's launched at the referees, and no one who watched that game thought there was a problem with the refs. It was really out of character for Paul Green. He's never done that in his coaching
career.
Just
sick of watching Melbourne like
everybody else. I think it may be a sign that he realises that his team's maybe on the way out and it was a bit of a smother.
Why?
I don't know.
Why not?
But I think, you know, with injuries now to Gavin Cooper, along with the rest of them, Thurston Scott, etc., hard to tip the Cowboys, Panthers to win at home.
Mount Smart Stadium sees the Warriors up against the Raiders. 12th versus 10th. You think there's nothing to play for here, but the Raiders, after their win last week, can they sneak a top eight?
Yeah, well, maybe they can, but they'll beat the Warriors first before they worry about anything else. Like, you can't tip the Warriors. Canberra should win that one. And they showed in that period when Papali was sin bin last Saturday night. I don't know if you're watching that game. Cronulla dropped the ball first tackle after Papali was sin binned. They didn't touch the ball again for the next 10 minutes.
It was the only time I've seen a sin bin turn the game in favour of the other side.
Exactly right. They kicked three penalty goals to put the game beyond the Sharks' reach. I'm tipping Canberra.
And the final one, mate, the West Tigers, $3, Manly, $1.40. Quick tip.
Tip Manly to win. The Tigers have got a really good record against Manly at Leichhardt, but can't go past Manly to win that one. Tigers have improved under Ivan Cleary, especially in defence, but Manly should win.
Thanks, Minnow.
Thanks, guys.